For GOP reaction, let's bring in Jim McGrath. He is a Republican analyst at BegalaMcGrath.com. Good evening, sir.
How are you, Scott?
Doing great. Tell me what you think that conversation must have been like between Mr. Obama and Mr. Bush about Iraq.
Well, knowing President George W. Bush the way I do, I'm sure it was an easygoing conversation, free of any tension. The president, and in this case I refer to George W. Bush, simply wants what's best for the United States of America and the nation of Iraq and the region, which is why he committed so much of his political capital in the region and so much of his credibility. And he took an awful lot of hits, mm-hmm. an awful lot of political flack for that. But in the long run of history, he might be born up as somebody of vision who saw that Iraq had a chance to emerge as a stable democracy and as a force for modernity and tolerance in the middle of a region in transformation, you might say.
There was a lot of talk earlier today before the speech, people saying, you know, the pundits, the chattering class, the talking heads on cable news, all asking the question of whether the president could walk the tightrope and not seem as if he's gloating and say, hey, you know, I'm taking credit for everything that's happened, when, of course, we all know that it was President Obama and Democrats in Congress, a lot of them, who were opposed to the strategy put forth by General Petraeus and was put in place, was adopted by former President Bush. And I didn't hear the president do any of that. I didn't hear him say, hey, you know, I'm the guy who got the job done. I think he did pretty decently with that. What do you think?
You know, what I saw tonight, Scott, was a president who kind of realized the box that he was in. I mean, towards the end, he kind of had this obligatory reference to the economy, because all of his campaigning Democrats out across the country know that that's the issue that people want to talk to. So, to me, that was emblematic of the way in which he was torn through in putting this talk together.
Mm-hmm.
But look, I mean, Iraq is by no means secure.
Right.
I mean, many is the expert, and you and I like to observe these things. But, Scott, this is a newsbreaker. You and I are observers. There are actual experts out there who look at these events and say Iraq is at the beginning of a long journey towards that goal that we hope they can achieve. We've invested so much of our in terms of taxpayer resources,
mm-hmm.
so much in terms of a much more precious resource, our manpower, our armed forces, our men and women in uniform. We cannot let that investment go in vain. And so the concern that some of us on the right side of the ledger have is, by setting these arbitrary deadlines, are we emboldening our enemies? Are we emboldening Iran, Al-Qaeda? Are we emboldening those who are just going to wait us out to create trouble? You know, we were told that hostilities have ended, but what lies ahead? That's a big question mark and a big concern.
And you mentioned his reference to the economy at the end. Let's listen to a little bit of that. Here we go.
As we wind down the war in Iraq, we must tackle those challenges at home with as much energy and grit and sense of common purpose as our men and women in uniform who have served abroad. They have met every test that they faced. Now it's our turn. Now it's our responsibility to honor them by coming together, all of us, and working to secure the dream that so many generations have fought for. The dream that a better life awaits anyone who is willing to work for it and reach for it.
Now, Jim, as you said, this is what everybody is thinking about. This is top of mind. It's all about the economy. I was on CBS 11 this afternoon talking about this, and you know, the fact of the matter is, no matter what even small glimmer of good news you can get about Iraq, the thing people are concerned about is their 401ks, their pensions, and whether or not they're going to have a job.
They're also concerned about the debt and the deficit. And the president mentioned this evening that we had spent $1 trillion at war. Well, he spent nearly $1 trillion on the stimulus that we really have not seen the results from it that we were told going into it. And it bears repeating that our elected officials were not given the opportunity to even review the legislation. So we have failed here at home in an economic sense, and I think there's a lot of people out there looking for answers. And maybe the administration can correct their footing and find them. Maybe they're going to look for new blood out there. That's, the voters will decide that.
Yeah.
But he set up a standard this evening by which his own record fails to live up to, going back the past 18 months.
Jim McGrath is a Republican analyst. You can check him out at begallummcgrath.com. As always, my great thanks.
Thank you, sir.